Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can turn us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. And go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. And if you haven't seen woodcocks cross the road, they are the silliest looking birds, and they walk in the strangest way. They're the little pattern. And if you haven't seen the woodcocks, you need to see the woodcocks crossing the road. And I can just imagine, can you imagine pulling up and having to stop? Because they're so slow, but they're so cute. Anyway, it will delight your heart. So check it out. Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. And hey, it is a change of schedule this month. It is the third Sunday, but we swapped Natasha's Sunday with Dr. Nell's and Linda Rasmussen's Sunday. So it is Healing Sunday today. It is Best Bioenergetic Synchronization Technique, Neuroenergetic Balancing, Rasmussen Reset, and Energy Code Sunday, which means Dr. Nell's Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen are here with us. And together, they're taking your phone calls, and Dr. Nell's is working on the animal friends, and Linda is doing tune-ups for the human animals, and we've got a couple of calls coming up, and we still have open lines, correct, Nathan?
We do have a couple open lines that we can get to by the end of the show.
All right, so if you want to get in, pick up your phone, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527, or toll-free is 888-298-5569. So let's head back to the phones to a very patient Diane in Bellevue. Good morning, Diane, and welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning. Thank you.
How are you doing, Diane?
I'm doing good today, and we're supposed to get rain here too, but I haven't seen a drop.
Yep. Well, I'm still looking out my window, and it still looks to me like it's going to, well, like it could rain.
You know, it sort of has like a look to it where if you're looking at the sky, it looks like it might actually be drizzling, but just since we're so dry and been so warm down here, maybe it's not making it to the ground.
Well, so far, nothing making it to the ground here at my house, but I got fingers crossed. I'm hoping for a little rain today. All righty. So, Diane, what's going on? What do you need help with today?
Oh, calling to balance or to energize, I guess. Five kids, one human, two cats, and two dogs.
Well, no, that doesn't sound like much. Five kids, two adults, and how many dogs?
Oh, one adult and two dogs and two cats. Okay. So my son was here visiting, and he brought his two chihuahuas.
Ah, okay.
And I have Theo and Whiskers.
I gotcha. Okay.
And David is child.
Well, let's see.
I'm calling him child lightly because he's in his 50s.
All right. Now, is your son still with you with his chihuahuas?
No, they left Friday evening. So they're back home, but because... And they all get along well, but, you know, because the cats and dogs were together and the dogs traveled, I thought they might need some balancing.
Okay. Well, let's see, because that's a lot here. Now, I know Theo and Whiskers, I think, Dr. Nels, you're pretty familiar with them and can get a connection with Diane's cats, right?
Yes, yes.
And I did send a picture of the chihuahuas, but I don't know if I used the right email address.
Well, you may have. I haven't checked email. I don't know if, Nathan, if you've checked it there. I'm taking
I can describe them.
Yeah, I'm looking. I don't see it. It's animalworldlive@hotmail.com.
Yeah, that's where I sent it.
Well, I didn't see it there. I don't know. I'm not seeing it here.
Oh, here it is. It's in the junk
it,
mail.
Nels?
Yeah. Let me pull this up, and then I can share it for Nels and Linda here.
Yeah, then I think you can put the screen up. So do you think your son's dogs, you know, and had they had to fly to get up here and fly to and from? So that could be an issue. What do you think, Dr. Nels? Do you think you'll be able to tune in to the dogs as well?
Sure.
We're getting
some pictures.
There we go.
All right. So the one who has the darker stripe down the back, what's that one's name?
That's Khaleesi.
Khaleesi?
Khaleesi from Game of Thrones. Khaleesi.
Okay. Khaleesi. And then the other one's name?
Is Max.
Okay.
They look like you're a very typical kind of light tan chihuahuas with, you know, white muzzles. And one has, looks like Max has more white on his legs and so forth. And then Khaleesi you know, has that blacker stripe down the back.
Correct. And she's a little bit darker tan than Max.
Gotcha. Yeah, that looks like it.
Before.
So great picture. Now, Dr. Nils, you've got a connection. Looks like you're working on somebody here.
I'm working on Khaleesi right now.
All right. So you can just, you know, you'll continue with Khaleesi and Max, and then we've got Theo and Whiskers. So, Diane, are you ready for a session with Linda?
Oh, sure. Yeah, that sounds great.
All right, Linda, why don't you take over with Diane?
All right. Hi, Diane.
Hi, Linda.
So we're going to start today with having you think about one of the animals that has been in your life or through your life that's been on your mind. Just selecting one of those animals that you've been thinking about a lot.
Okay,
so just focusing on that little warm, furry friend.
Thinking about that.
And then
animal.
Setting that little guy aside, focusing on the feeling of tranquility. Tranquility in the number two. Your eyes are closed and looking up and to the right. So rolling your closed eyes up and turning them to the right. Tranquility too, and doing some very slow, deep breathing in and out as you think tranquility too.
All right, Diane, your eyes are closed, and behind those closed eyes, you've rolled your eyes up to the right side of your forehead. You're doing deep, slow, in and out breathing, thinking tranquility too. Tranquility two. Tranquility two.
Perfect. Breathe normally, Diane. And with your eyes open, tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, letting your head rise to a comfortable position, and bringing that furry friend back into your thoughts. And that is complete.
Yay.
Thank you. And since David isn't here, who should I have work on David? My son that traveled with the pups.
What do you think, Linda? You know, because normally we would have, like, you know, with Diane, she can respond to what you're doing. Is there a way that you could do something for David, even though he's not with us?
So here's the thing. Generally, we don't work on people without their permission. So I'm going to just take a second and focus on David and see if I have permission.
Isn't that nice that she can do that?
Yes.
I don't have permission from his highest being.
Uh-huh, his higher self says not now.
Not now.
Okay.
So that's all right. That's just, we respect that. And this time, to use tranquility as an affirmation, Diane, you're going to think the word tranquility and create a picture in your mind, or you may have something you can look at that really resonates with the feeling of tranquility. So you want to have an image in your mind or that you're seeing and thinking tranquility, and just really making that tranquility really have some nice big vibrations.
Wonderful. Thank you.
No, I wonder too, Linda, Diane could tell her son David about your free remote treatment, couldn't she?
Certainly.
And she could treat him remotely, Diane.
Okay.
So you could let David know and give him Linda's phone number.
Yeah, and Linda, I think, yeah, I'm pretty sure you talked to him on the phone before. He was, he called in and you worked on one of his dogs, and then you worked on him, so he's okay.
But that doesn't count. She can still do a free remote off the air.
Yes.
Now, it looks like Dr. Nils, were you able to tune up all the animal kids here?
I did. They basically had variations on the Rasmussen reset, pretty much. Just a couple of little points to get them tuned up. They weren't train wrecks
But everybody could use a little tune-up. Probably the animals being out of, you know, their normal situations and dealing with each other. So that's great. So you've got everybody tuned up. All right, all Diane. Sounds like all has been taken care of.
Thank you all so much. Have a wonderful day. I have a question for you.
Yeah.
What's the homeopathic remedy you use for allergies?
Oh, it's histaminum hydrochloricum, H-I-S-T, histaminum hydrochloricum. I get it on Amazon. So if you go on Amazon, it's made by Boiron, B-O-I-R-O-N, the little plastic vials.
Okay, I'm familiar with those. So
Histaminum hydrochloricum. Just remember histaminum. Histaminum hydrochloricum. Hydrochloricum. And if you get the histaminum in there and you get to the Boiron stuff, you'll find it there.
Yep, I wrote
but that's the one I use. There may be other homeopathic remedies that are used for allergies and stuff, but I haven't ever gotten to them because this histaminum works really well for me.
Oh, good news. Thank you, Martha.
You're welcome. All right. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Yes, everybody have a great day.
You too. Enjoy the cooler weather.
Thank you.
No sunshine. I don't know if anybody's in my boat, but I'm glad to look out the window and not see sunshine. Oh, man. Okay. Yes. So, Nathan, I'm assuming we go to advertisers and our caller can wait. Is that what you're all right? So, Sue, we will be headed to you next. And anybody else that wants to sneak in before we run out of time today, we got time for you. 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. Stay right where you are. More calls with Dr. Nils Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world. And there's a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Hi, this is Stacy, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are approaching midway through the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from our wonderful New Pro Supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Love the cat vitamins, New Pro Nuggets, and the dog supplement. Great for skin and hair coat, keeping the hair on the dog. dog instead of on your floor. You can check it out, NuPro, check them all out at NuProSupplements.com. And if you don't find them in your local pet store, they're all available on Amazon. And of course, we heard from Natasha Venter, and she is our communicator and intuitive and personal awareness coach. And she is available for private readings, you know, in person or on the phone or Zoom. And she also does a regular podcast every Wednesdays at 4 p.m. Now, her podcast is available on YouTube, and her YouTube channel is Natasha Venter, A-I-C, Natasha Venter IC for intuitive clarification. Natasha Venter IC on YouTube, 4 p.m. for Wednesday podcasts. And her website is it's intuitiveclarifications.com. Intuitiveclarifications.com. She recently changed it. That's why I'm slipping here into automatic pilot. Anyway, you can also give her a call, 360-770-7836. And you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. We'd love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. So if you are interested, shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty then. It is Dr. Nils Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen Sunday here. And I think we'd still have time to get another phone call in. If you want to pick up your phones real quick, 425-373-5527. 425-373-5527. All right, so we are going back to the phones and heading to Bothell. And Sue, welcome back to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nils and Linda Rasmussen.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Sue.
Hello.
Hi. So Zoe is licking her belly and licking all the fur off. Mm-hmm. And I did get some of Jackson Galaxy's skin soother set. But
oh, did you?
Well, we just started it last week. She's had problems off and on licking her legs and stuff, and I didn't notice her belly because she usually lays on her belly.
Right. And that is a common place on the body where cats often lick their fur off.
Yeah.
Usually indicative of some kind of imbalance going on, often hormonally. Now, do you think it's been going on as long as all, you know, the other licking on her legs and stuff that you've described because you just haven't seen it? Or do you think it's something new?
I think it's been going on for longer than I think because there's so much fur off.
Okay. And I think, doesn't Jackson, I don't have his website open. It's jacksongalaxy.com for anyone that wants a greatest cat behavior therapist on the planet, and he sells stuff. So jacksongalaxy.com. And it's his line of flower essences that he calls Holistic Solutions that I get the best reports on. So I think there's Ultimate Skin Soother, which I think is a combination of remedies, and then I think there's just one. So did you get the combination or just one remedy?
The combination. It's also Obsession and stress.
Gotcha. That's what I was just going to, I was just looking it up to see what was in there. So there are three remedies that come along with the ultimate, there we go, skin solution. And so you're right. Let's see. It is the skin soother is one solution, then obsession remedy two, and stress stopper. Boy, you know, that sounds like an excellent combination to me for this skin licking business. But you said you just started it last week. Flower essences are cumulative. It can take a while. Mm-hmm. How are you giving it to them?
So I'm putting skin soother on treats two or three times a day. Obsession, I'm either putting on treats or on her fur, and stress in the food. Sometimes it varies, but that's what I'm trying.
Okay, and then instead of because you can put it right on the skin, like inside the ears. And then if you're putting on the fur, then you put it in your hands and then rub them down a bit with it. Let's find out now, Dr. Nils, it looks like you were able to tune into Zoe, and what did she need?
Yes, well, she needed a basic reset, and also I was picking up some aberrant energy kind of in her abdomen in general.
It looked like you were pulling stuff out of her. So what were you doing?
What I'm doing is I call it just energy pumping, and it's just kind of I don't really know how to describe what it's doing actually, but that's what I was called to do, was to do some energy pumping for her abdomen. It felt more interesting to me, more internal than external. So in other words, she may have a bizarre feeling in there or something that might not be actually skin that's the problem, but something else.
Well, right, because you could, you know, if you had something internally going on, you'd lick on the outside, maybe.
Yeah. So anyway,
you've worked on that and balanced that.
Tuned her up, got her balanced, and let's see what happens.
All right. And so, Sue, are you ready for a session with Linda?
Yeah, and could Nels also just do a reset on Jody Joy, because we've had
That's right. We got Zoe, but I totally forgot about Jody.
Yeah. I'll take a look at Jody Joy while you and Linda work.
Okay, Jody Joy, next up on Dr. Nels' list.
We have had a lot of stress going on.
You have had?
Yeah, my husband's been in the hospital, and he just got out.
Oh, bless his heart.
He's not on hospice yet, but it was a fine line. So anyway, we're stressed about that.
Well, of course you are. My goodness. Our blessings to you, and our love is certainly here with you from Animal World. Linda, that's a big chunk for Sue here. So I'm going to let you take over.
Yeah. So Sue, I'm going to invite you to just let your mind be on this situation you've been having with your husband and his health. And I'm going to have you think the word busy, as in way too busy. And then we're going to replace that. And then I'm going to have you replace that with the feeling of consistency. And as we're using this energy word right now, it's about the timelessness of our essential aspect of ourselves. Some people call it the soul. Other people might call it our essential self. So when we think consistency, we're just thinking about that unchanging, timeless energy of each being. So we're thinking consistency. And the number two, your eyes are closed and looking up and to the right, rolling your closed eyes up and to the right. Consistency two. Your breathing will be to exhale and hold your breath out as long as it's comfortable to do that, and then let the breath back in as soon as you need it. Just keep repeating exhaling and holding your breath out, thinking consistency too.
All right, Sue, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you've rolled your eyes up to the right side of your forehead. Take a deep breath in and exhale it all out, and hold your breath out as long as you comfortably can, taking in a breath and releasing it again whenever you need to, thinking consistency two, consistency two, consistency two.
All right, Sue, breathe normally. And then with your eyes open, just tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And let this situation that's been going on with your husband come back into your thoughts. There's a little more to do. And so I'm going to invite you just to think about your husband, not about all the other stuff that's going on, but just him. And then we're going to shift to focusing on the feeling of satisfied. So just thinking satisfied. satisfied, and the number three. Your eyes are closed and looking up and to the right and doing some slow, deep breathing in and out as you think satisfied, three.
All right, Sue, you have your eyes closed. And behind those closed eyes, rolled your eyes up to the right side of your forehead. You're doing slow, deep, in and out breathing, thinking satisfied, three. Satisfied, three. Satisfied, three.
Perfect. Breathe normally, Sue, and with your eyes open, gently tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, and letting your head rise to a comfortable position, and bringing your husband back into your thoughts. And that is complete. And the affirmation will be, I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of satisfied. And this is about being satisfied with yourself. Really just knowing that you are satisfied with who you are, what you've done, everything about you.
Wonderful.
I'm grateful and thankful for the feeling of satisfied.
And so Sue should use that as often as possible for the next 2-3 days.
Yes.
Keep the energy going. And is that, I'm grateful and thankful for the feeling of satisfied. If something going on, you know, with all what's surrounding her husband right now, if she's feeling a little out of balance, is this an affirmation that will help her stabilize at that point, you think?
Yeah. This all of these affirmations are being brought forward because they are, if you think about the interference we're clearing, this vibration of satisfied is like the noise-canceling headphones. It just takes all that agitation and extra stuff out and just makes a nice, peaceful balance.
Wonderful. All right, Sue, how are you feeling?
Better, thank you.
All right. Anything else that we can help you with?
No, and Jody Joy is okay. Reset and stuff.
Oh, that's right. We had Dr. Nils tuned in. So Dr.
Jody
Nils,
Joy
yeah.
got her tune-up.
Okay, and nothing remarkable about the kitties
I was called at the end to do what I think of as the good kitty points on the head. And the vibration that was particularly beneficial was peace. So that's what Jody Joy got.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
All right.
Now, I'm wondering,
so
too, just because we don't have any other callers on the line, Nathan. No. All right. So lines are open. Just general principles. I don't know that if we can or if we should or we need to or whatever. But since we're here and the phones are Sue's our only caller, I'm thinking about her husband who's home. And she said almost hospice, not really. I don't know that we could get him on the phone to do a session or something, but
no,
maybe he could.
He's at an adult family home.
Oh, okay, adult family. Now, what about, do you think, how would he feel about a remote, just a remote sending? Do you think it would be okay with him, where he would want something like that or not?
I think he's acceptable.
Okay. Linda, would you need to tune in to see, what's your husband's name, by the way, Sue?
He goes by Bud. His name's Dayton.
But if he goes by Bud, that's what his energy signature would be. So Linda's tuning in a little bit. Let's just see if there's anything we can do to help Sue's husband through Sue or whatever. As long as we got time here, maybe there's something more we can do to help.
So I don't have permission to work on him right now.
Okay.
That doesn't mean we can't do it later. And I'll check in later, Sue, with his higher self and see if the timing is better.
Okay.
Yeah, because who knows? We don't know what's going on where he is presently right now and all that sort of thing. And Sue, you know how to reach Linda if you need her?
Yeah.
Okay, because she could do a free session or something. And of course, anyway, gosh, you are a big part of our Animal World family, Sue, and we love you, and our great thoughts and prayers and all of that stuff, you know, are with you. And so let's all just do a collective asking for the special blessings and healings on all levels for the highest good of Bud. And, you know, whatever serves his highest good is what we want. But, and then love and support for Sue. So, Sue, thanks for calling in. I'm really glad that you did. And you can contact any of us off the air if you need us. Otherwise, we're here again next month. Regular schedule. Dr. Nelson Lindell will be here on the second Sunday.
Okay.
Thanks for calling Animal World.
Yeah, God bless. Thank you for all your support.
You're so welcome. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Nathan, your microphone is sitting right in front of the clock, so I can't see it real well, but I think we are, yep, or we're due. So, got current events, but that's going to be quick, so we could slide in one more call. If there's anybody out there just thinking, anyway, pick up your phone right now, 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527. 5527. Otherwise, stay right where you are, because Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world? Triggered by people around you? What's going on in your personal life? Or shifting energies? Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt, caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Nathan coming to you from behind the board. And today we have a very special encore presentation of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. From all of us in the Animal World family, we wish you all a happy weekend, and we look forward to being with you again on next week's live show from 9 a.m. to noon on Sunday, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from our wonderful Jude Potten, Whispering Dragon Center in her home in Shoreline. She's teaching a class this weekend for new Accutonics folks. And she's available to work with you privately in person. And what a gift that is to be in the gong room, especially with the new Hygieia gong. It's so powerful in the Accutonic forks and so forth. Or she can work with you remotely. Whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center online, and give her a call 206-706-2836. Alrighty, before I talk more about advertisers, looked like Nathan was on the phone. We do have someone waiting. So just so you know, if you know anybody has problems with their dog friends, tell them to call me. I always do a free telephone evaluation, 360-217-7258. We will take care of our last caller here. And then with current events, we'll remind you about Dr. Nell's class coming up and all that stuff as well. So looks like we are headed to Edmonds and Priscilla. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels and Linda Rasmussen.
Hi, Martha and Nels and Linda.
Hello, Priscilla.
All right, so Hi. Who needs our help today?
Well, I have two sister kitty cats that are elderly, and I think they probably just need a tune-up.
Okay, let's do one at a time. What are their names?
First one is Lily, and she's kind of a semi-tabby. Beautiful
okay.
Green eyes.
The tabby with green eyes. And how old is Lily?
Well, she's probably, I'm guessing probably 12 or 13.
Hey, that's what I was getting. Okay, and the other kitty's name is?
Is Fern. And
Fern.
She's kind of a grayish, she's got extra thumbs. She's just got a little ticking on her fur.
Okay. And is she's in that same age range, 12, 13?
Yeah, they're sisters.
That's right. They're sisters, so they must be. Okay. Nels, is that giving you a connection with the kitties?
Yes, I'm good. I've met the kitties in the past. I couldn't remember their names, so it's always good to get refreshed.
Lily and Ferns. Okay. Yeah. So Dr. Nels, you're gonna be working on the kitties. And Priscilla, would you like a session with Linda?
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Okay, Linda, you're in charge. Priscilla is all yours.
Okay, it's good to hear your voice again, Priscilla.
Hi, Linda. Thank you.
Sure. So I'm going to ask you to think about something that's really important to you right now. There may be a couple of things, but I'm going to have you select one.
Okay, I have it.
All right.
Thank you.
And then setting that aside, I'm going to have you focus on busy, way too busy. And we're going to replace that. Going to replace that with the feeling of a grudge. So now we're just focused on the word grudge. And as I said before, we're just opening some doors. We're going to replace grudge. And we're going to replace grudge with the feeling of tranquility.
Ready.
Tranquility and the number 3. Your eyes are closed and looking up and to the right. Rolling your closed eyes up and to the right. I'm going to have you do some slow, deep breathing in and out as you think tranquility 3.
All right, Priscilla, you've got your eyes closed. And behind those closed eyes, you're rolling your eyes up to the right side of your forehead, taking slow, deep in and out breathing, thinking tranquility 3. Tranquility 3. Tranquility 3.
Perfect. Breathe normally. And with your eyes open, Priscilla, just tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And bring that important thing that you were thinking about back into your thoughts. That is complete. And the affirmation is, I'm grateful and thankful for the feeling of tranquility.
Wonderful. All right. So, Priscilla, you'll use that affirmation as often as you think of it and can for the next 2-3 days. And then it looks like Dr. Nell's still working. You're still working on one of those girls.
Yes, just finishing up on Fern. Just a little bit of both sides of the neck. Final part of the reset. We got that done. It was interesting. Both cats, both their energy was such that I worked only on the right side of their body and not on the left at all. So something had them pulled kind of out of balance in left to right way. And anyway, got that balanced up. So I'll be looking forward to talking to you in the future, Priscilla, and finding out how that went for you.
Great. Thank you so much.
Excellent. I'm glad you got in and just in the nick of time. So thanks for calling in.
Thank you so much, everyone.
Have a great afternoon, Priscilla. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
All righty. So we got to do a quick current events. On the entertainment calendar, we got nothing new on. Well, we got one thing new from today. That's Dr. Nils. We'll get to him. But the big things would be Bark in the Parks, all the baseball stuff. So just so you know, the Mariners, the big Bark in the Parks with the Mariners. The next one is Wednesday, August 7th for the Detroit Tigers. Then there's not another one till September. Now, we at Animal World, we're more low-key and like the easy free parking and not all the, you know, crowds and hoopla and all of that. Boy, did we have fun last year. The Everett Aqua Sox. And we are planning Bark in the Park on July 30th. That's a Tuesday, right, Nathan?
It is.
7:05. And we know at least me and Robbie are going to be there. You and your family and Abby are going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know who else is coming. So you Animal World people, mark your calendars. And if you want to do a Bark in the Park, like, I had not been to one before last year. And I really don't do big crowds and crazies and like downtown for the mayor. That would be too much. I'd have to take Nels and Linda with me to keep me balanced or something. Anyway, I just don't know. But the Everett Aqua Sox, I loved it. Man, it was easy to get to. Free parking everywhere. Everyone's so nice.
Well, at least on the south end, there's free parking. I have gone to games in the past where if you park on the north end of the field, then they do charge you like a $5 parking fee or something like that.
Well, I guess I was connected.
The south end is
much
better.
Yeah, I knew from Nathan where to park, so it was good. But anyway, we just had a wonderful time last year. We got to go out and on the pitching mound with our dogs to before the first pitch and stuff. And it was so fun. We just had a great time. Robbie can't wait to go back and sniff more dog butts.
And of course, all those vendors that are there too, promoting their pet care products or something like that and handing out free samples. You really get your money's worth when you go to one of these.
Yep. So Robbie's into the free treats and dog butts to sniff. So anyway, mark your calendars. July 30th, first pitch 7:05. All righty. So other than that, well, let's see. Homeward Pet Adoption has got a photo contest and fundraiser going on. So go to homewardpet.org for details there. They've got a 5K run and walk coming up in September. But other than that, we were good until Dr. Nels added an event that will now be front and center on current events. So you're doing a class that is free to your members, right?
Right. It's the Rasmussen Reset, and it's about resetting the fight or flight system of your cat or dog. It also works on horses too, for that matter. And it'll be a Zoom type of workshop at 7 o'clock on the August 14th, which is a Wednesday. So that'll be for members only, and it's free. If you're not a member, it's not expensive. It costs you $10 one-time fee to join the private membership association I call Healing Ministry for Animals. And then you can access these workshops. And there will be more coming as well. I've got a couple others in the works, and I'll be trying to run through the three of them once a month each, and setting up kind of a regular schedule for doing that. So old members, new members, anybody who wants to can Zoom in, and we'll be teaching you some good things about how to help your animals and even yourself.
Does that include me?
Yes, I believe you're a member, aren't you?
I am.
Yes, so it includes you as well.
Okay, will you sign me up, please?
Yes, okay.
Because it's good timing, 7 p.m. on Wednesdays. You know, my guilty summer pleasure, which I need more than ever this summer with everything else going on. I want something else to do. Total distraction. So my guilty TV pleasure, Big Brother. If you've never watched Big Brother, oh, you could. It's just so entertaining to watch the people and the relationships and all that sort of stuff. I have not missed a season. I am a faithful Big Brother fan and have watched every season from the beginning. I've never missed an episode. And it just started this week. Premiere was Wednesday, two-night premiere Wednesday and Thursday, but the convention messed it up a little bit. But I'm all caught up, and anyway, so it doesn't. It's on Wednesday night, Nails, but it's after your class, so that's why I'm signing up, because I can do your class before I watch Big Brother.
Oh, that's perfect.
Cool. All right. So, thank you so much for joining us here. And remember, everybody, this was a change of schedule this month. We're back to normal next month. So that means that the next time you can get free remote treatments for yourselves or your animal friends will be the second Sunday of August. And then Natasha and I will be here on the third Sunday as usual. If you need more details on any current events stuff, go to the Animal World website, marthanorwalk.com, click on current events. Dr. Nell's class is not there yet because we just found out about it this morning. But he's going to send me a little blurb that I can send on to Rhonda, and she'll get it up on current events. So the details will be there for you. And enjoy, if you're on this side of the mountains with us, enjoy the cooler weather. Still looks to me like it's going to rain, and I just checked the radar. And it does. There is a little rain going to come through. Looks like it'll hit me for like a second. So I'm hoping... Hoping for some rain. Anyway, Dr. Nels, stay cool over there.
Thank you.
And thank you so much, Dr. Nels. Thank you, Linda. And Dr. Nels, healingministryforanimals.com, Linda's verticalenergyworldwide.com, and her number to call or text for a free session, 206-841-1992. And thank you, Nathan. As always, I leave you with animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family, and please always be kind to, open your heart, share your love with all living things, and we'll talk to you again next week.